Going to look like in the next 10 years, you know? So I like to mentor, develop, coach, and lead other people. So I came upon this executive leadership training, and it's sponsored by Centenary University, which is up in Hackensack, New Jersey.
And what are some of the courses, and what are some of the things that you're learning while you go through the program?
Well, a lot of it is that when you're communicating with other people, they always have an idea. So, you know, if the idea is here, and now they're starting here, and it's called the bridge to what it is that they want. So as an executive leadership coach and trainer, what you want to do is pull out those questions out of the individuals that you're working with so that they can go ahead and have the answer that has always been there, but now you're connecting the dots for them.
And why did you decide now that you want to go back and pursue something like this?
Because I really think I'm coming to the end of my career of being in operations and being in sales. And it's something that I'm not ready to stop working because I love this industry and I've been doing it since 1981. So I feel that I want to continually give back all my knowledge and the things that I've learned to other people so that the youngsters in our industry can take us forward.
And why is it important for attending events? I know you've attended probably hundreds of events in your career. So why is it important for building relationships?
Relationships are the key to success to any business. So pest control industry is very unique because they all love to share and help with each other's ideas. Before I came up here, I met a gentleman from Ohio, and he has a cleaning business that he's adding pest control to his business. So I was just sitting there talking with him and giving him some ideas on, you know, before you start, you know, you're going to need a scope of service, you're going to need a contract, you're going to need a service protocol. You're going to need all those things in order to take care of those customers.
Yeah. And what are some business books that you've read and you found helpful over your career?
Well, a lot of the books that I've read in the past come from like the sales side of it, like the One Minute Manager, Zig Ziglar. Right now I'm looking at one that is about secret notes. And those are the notes that you as an individual write and take. And then you put that together to go ahead and communicate and articulate that with other people.
And I know you also have a passion for women in the pest management industry, and PWIPM has grown significantly. So why is it important for women and men to get involved in that organization, and how do you hope to see it grow?
Well, my goal is to get at least 1,000 people there to Texas next year. I don't know if it's going to happen, but you know, I remember back in the early 80s and 90s, we were lucky if we had 5 people, 6 people, 10 people attend the Women in Pest Management Breakfast. And yesterday we had about 200 people there or more. So every time that we can go ahead and get women in this business, it's only going to make it better because women can multitask.
And lastly, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice is, I would say, be true to yourself, you know, is the biggest thing, and you treat other people the way you want to be treated. And I tell you, that will go 100-fold more. And continue to do the community outreach in every community that's out there.